Okay, so this is actually the introduction. I didn't do this last time. It's Mrs. Eda. Today is November 14th.
Yeah.
Second interview. I was reading over the tape, listening to the tape, and some of the things I wanted to ask was some things I was a little bit confused. So one of them was with your mother and her parents came from Nakayama. They went to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they did there, or do you know what they were doing there, what kind of work?
No, they just got off from the ship at Seattle.
Uh-huh.
They came to Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And then what did they do in Los Angeles?
No, then to San Diego.
And let's see. You talked about your mother, she took care of the lady next door's children.
The family name is Higashi too,
mm-hmm.
And the Higashi family and my family, and my father and the Mr. have both together.
Oh, I see. But they weren't related.
No, we weren't, no.
Oh, I see.
But they came from the same town,
uh-huh.
Wakayama. Uh-huh.
So it's just kind of close
to uh-huh.
So, like, so many women worked in the cannery, right?
What oh, yes, so much.
What did their children do? Family?
Oh, no. It wasn't like that. No, now, you mm-hmm. know. They, I don't know.
uh-huh.
Well, when they go to school,
uh-huh.
most ladies, they were though.
Uh-huh. And there was no, there's no
babysitter.
Child care, right?
No.
So maybe when the children were very young, the women stayed home?
Well, very young, uh-huh. They stay home. And then about kindergarten, they start working.
Because uh-huh. It would be hard, I think. Difficult. You said your mother.
Sometimes. Some ladies. They leave the baby in a crib,
mm-hmm.
and then they go work, mm-hmm. come back noontime.
Is that right?
To feed them, and go back to work.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to do.
You remember ladies doing
mm-hmm.
that? Must have been difficult, huh?
Not like now, no.
Yeah. But your mother, you remember, stayed at home.
She didn't work.
She didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And you said she was in Hahanokai?
Yes.
Do you remember what else did she do? Did she have other interests too? She sew?
She used to sew a lot.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the family?
Mm-hmm.
And then did she do anything else like, I don't know, embroidery? Or
oh,
stuff?
Yes. Uh-huh.
All those things
uh-huh.
too?
You know, before the dress, skirt part
uh-huh.
is all embroidered.
Uh-huh.
She used to do that.
I guess, and then too, like you said, you have to, there's not so many convenient machines and things like that.
No. I know my mother used to sew a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, make all the clothes. And then nowadays they buy all the, pajama and thing, but before they used to sew,
uh-huh.
ne? Kids, pajama and thing.
Uh-huh.
So.
But just for your family?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to remember. The other thing you were saying that the father was always gone, fishing.
Uh-huh.
But do you remember the family doing things together?
New Year?
New Year?
Mm-hmm.
What was New Year's like?
It was something like Japan,
uh-huh.
you know. They all make a song,
uh-huh.
and then they visit, like men folks visit a friend,
uh-huh.
and we tag along, and each house they give you money, huh?
Uh-huh,
otoshidama.
Uh-huh.
We used to get otoshidama. Gee, we used to get quite a bit.
How many families did it was that? Just very close friends? Or maybe 10,
10, 11.
Mm-hmm. And people would come to your house?
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Uh-huh. Then they give otoshidama to the kids.
Uh-huh.
We used to go every year. And, gee, we used to get quite a bit. Well, those days, you know, but $20, I think it's a lot of money, not like now.
Mm-hmm. Did you help your mother cook for me?
No.
No?
They used to make typical nihonshoku, yeah?
Uh-huh. By herself, or would she do it with her neighbors together, or?
No.
By herself?
It takes about 4 o'clock in the morning, you clean up everything, and then they set the table and... Just like Japan.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we used to, well, 4 or 5 families get together and we, on a mochitsuki,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Borrow, kind of usune,
mm-hmm.
From, grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all, about 10 families, huh, get together and then we make mochi,
mm-hmm.
for shogatsu.
Mm-hmm. This is before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then lots of families would get together.
Oh, right? Yes, uh-huh.
Pound your
And
then...
But no freezer.
You have to eat it all right away.
Mm-hmm. And they put it in the water, huh? Mizumochi, they call it. They put in the water and then they clean the water and yaku it again.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So just for the family, you wouldn't sell it?
No, no.
Hmm.
I used to like it, you know. Everybody eat together, mm-hmm. make, and gotsu, huh? Mm-hmm. And they eat together. Mizumochi was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
They cook rice outside.
Uh-huh. On the fire, on the wood fire.
No, on the fire.
It's supposed to taste better than that.
Yeah.
What I only saw it once.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. You know that even a mochi, nowadays,
mm-hmm.
they use machine, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Found by machine, but before, you know, used the wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did only the men pound?
Yes. Yeah. Didn't use much water, you know, that's why it's real good, mochi.
Mm-hmm. So, this is how about Christmas? Was Christmas anything special at all,
term-wise? Not as much as New Year.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, kids are, what, they exchange gifts and things.
Because you went to a Christian church, right? So, did they, you know, do something special for Christmas?
Yes, uh-huh, they used to.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents give you Christmas
presents? Mm-hmm. The thing was that we used to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But not like now.
Mm-hmm.
They exchange a gift, meh.
Mm-hmm. It's a big
holiday.
Uh-huh. Did your mother tell you things like about Santa Claus and all this kind of stuff?
Yes, uh-huh.
She would.
Uh-huh.
Like American children hang up Christmas stockings? No.
No.
Not so much.
Just a Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they buy the tree? From Long Beach?
I guess,
yeah.
Uh-huh. Long Beach tree, yeah. Uh-huh.
So you have Christmas and New Year, and then at New Year's time, your mother do things like clean the house up real
good. Mm-hmm. Real good. And, oh, they cook until morning, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Almost morning. And then, New Year in the morning, it's ready. Everything's ready.
Uh-huh.
We don't eat.
Uh-huh. And did you wear kimono?
Well, sometimes.
Uh-huh. So, did you learn to cook, No? You didn't learn?
I didn't learn anything.
What about later on?
Cooking?
Mm-hmm. Japanese cooking?
Uh-huh. Well, after I came back from Japan, I did.
Oh, I see. Did you learned it in Japan?
But now, you know, I have to sell it, so I have to cook on Japanese food, you know, and tell the customers, so I cook.
So you have New Year's, and then do you think, can you remember other holidays? What about Hanamatsuri?
No.
No?
Gee, when we were small, my goodness. But Thanksgiving.
Turkey, yeah. Your mother would make a turkey?
Turkey,
Turkey dinner was,
You know, it wasn't too Americanized.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It wasn't.
But you had Thanksgiving. And just your family?
Family.
And mother would make turkey and, what, pumpkin pie? No.
No. turkey, but then a nihonshiki, huh? Right,
you know. How about Obon?
Well, Obon, Bukyokai, they have a service, huh?
Right.
But not like now.
They don't have carnival.
No. No. Carnival, gee, recently, it's a big thing, huh? For the church.
No, it's more like all kinds of things. Carnival.
Are you a Buddhist?
Not really, no. I go to the carnival. I like to go and eat.
Long Beach has nice one, huh? Every time they have the carnival. Long Beach. Over here.
You have all kinds of them.
All kinds, all donations too. Oh, we have big donations.
Yeah, I guess because your store is right in Tokyo, right? So they will ask, right? So in a way you can't avoid, huh?
No.
Did your parents have that kind of thing in Terminal Island too? Donation to different things?
Not too much. I think not too much either.
What about picnic or with the community?
We used to have picnic. Well, the church used to have it, but then, you know, all the Japan town, small town, they used to have all different ones, you know. Like Ungui, where my parents
came. Can picnic.
Ken, I think they used to have in Los Angeles, and then we used to join it, but we used to have a town, small town. Oh, a lot of them.
Just for Terminal Island people or for everybody?
Just for Terminal Island people.
And where would you have your picnic? You'd go off of Terminal Island?
You know, I remember Santana someplace.
Santana? Orange County?
Someplace we used to go. Park. It wasn't like now.
And you would all rent charter a bus again?
Yes. Whoever had a car, they said, and we used to charter on a bus now. Boy, we used to have a lot of fun.
I remember picnics when I was very small, and they were lots of fun, even after the war. Play games. What else?
It was, I guess Los Angeles people came too. Some farmers, you know, they come and, but, play games, eat, they give you soda and ice cream and things.
So sometimes at the picnics you would see people you didn't see.
Yes, The parents does it. Oh, it was nice, yeah.
Only in the summertime? Only once in the summer?
Only in the summertime, huh, once? once a year. Uh-huh. They don't have that anymore. Very few now.
Yeah, it's kind of not the same feeling as mm-hmm. before. Even I can tell they changed. Not as many young people. And then we mentioned Undoka last time. What is that?
Undoka is from a Japanese school, huh?
But some people might not know what that is, so do you want to explain what it is? Just sports there, right?
Uh-huh. Running. Running ran this one, yeah. Huh, long time ago, huh?
Oh, the whole school, right?
Mm-hmm. And weights. Tsunashiki, you know, the rope, there.
Tug of war. We've got teachers and parents. Did the parents
No.
Think? No.
Students, uh-huh. Red team and then white team.
Uh-huh. Did they do anything like that in Japan?
Yes, they do in Japan.
Kind of the same thing.
They used to have sumo too. Not the school, but then, grown up, ne?
Mm-hmm.
And, my father came from Ungui.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's one boy from Ungui that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they buy uniform and things for that boy,
mm-hmm.
and then another place like Taiji,
mm-hmm.
then they have one fellow, and all the small town has one or two men,
mm-hmm.
And they have sumo tai,
mm-hmm.
this in Nala. It was big event.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So people would really support the person. Oh, yes,
bet. Uh-huh.
I see. Did they bet, too? Bet money?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great thing. Big event, yeah.
The kids would come and everybody
would come. Uh-huh.
Where did they have it?
Near terminal on the beach. They have a place to do some more.
Uh-huh.
It's different now, huh? No beach.
Yeah.
We used to go beach after school.
Uh-huh.
Just walk and go. Beach was so close.
Mm-hmm.
But not anymore, ne?
Mm-hmm.
We used to wear slippers, sometimes never and go beach. Not like now.
Did you ever go to the beach, like to Palos Verdes and get
We used to go and, Itamona, they call it Itamona, huh? Yes, we used to go.
What is that, Itamona? I don't know what that is.
Snail?
Oh, yeah. Off of the rock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my grandmother used to do that. And you boil it.
Uh-huh. Either. Yeah. We tell our story.
Uh-huh.
Come from back east.
Uh-huh.
Abalone.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We used to go.
Uh-huh.
When we were small. Family used to get together and go.
Mm-hmm. Mother and father and other mother family?
White Point kind of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we used to go there too.
Oh, yeah? No more, huh?
No more left.
Huh.
We used to go too and pick up rock.
Oh,
in the garden and things like that. My father used to like to do that, but throwing any more.
No more net.
Yeah, it's changed.
Yeah.
So you remember your family doing things with mother and father too, right? Sumo and.
When it's full moon,
uh-huh.
My father's off.
Oh,
no
that?
Fish.
The fish don't come up?
Mm-hmm. So about a week, they get up.
I see. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that for real? Is that true? There's no fish that come on the full moon? Is that because it's too much light?
I think so. Uh-huh. Even now.
Mm-hmm.
If it's full moon, they don't go out.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. So when there's a full moon, he would be home.
Mm-hmm. About a week, huh?
1 week.
Mm-hmm. Is it once a month? Maybe.
Should be.
Once a month, uh-huh.
So sometimes he will work just straight every day until the moon, full mm-hmm. moon?
Well, when he goes to Mexico, well, no Yasumi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He'll stay there all the way through, maybe mm-hmm. 2 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
But then, other than that, local, they'll stay home about a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny life, you know. Father's not home all the time.
Do you feel you were close to Father? I mean,
we were.
Uh-huh.
Kind of miss him, huh? Uh-huh. When he goes fishing.
Did he spend lots of time with the when he was home, did he
tell Yes. My father was. Uh-huh. But some father, they don't.
Uh-huh. Did he make things for you, or?
He used to bring me to Los Angeles all the time.
Just you?
Well, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go show.
Mm-hmm.
And shopping and things. My mother didn't go, but my father used to bring us shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like East First Street, mm-hmm. Japanese department store.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we shop, you know. Sometimes I go Sears. It was a big thing going Sears.
Where is Sears?
Wow, the same one. Olympic and I don't know. Boy Avenue
uh-huh.
and Soto, that's kind of neat. That series is a long time, yeah. Yeah, we can shop when we went to Japan too.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I have to buy a coat and things, my father used to bring me to Ajia Shokai or something.
Ajia Shokai?
In East First Street. They used to sell kids in a coat uh-huh. and things. So we used to come. I think Ajia Shokai had clothing and then food too.
How often would you go to Los Angeles?
Once a month, maybe once in 2 months.
Mm-hmm. And your father didn't have a car?
Right? No, so we used to take an electric car.
The street car. Yeah, how long would that take?
Red car.
Oh, the red car.
Uh-huh. They had red It's not street car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a red car. It used to come to, 6th and Main.
Mm-hmm.
No more now.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that Greyhound bus is?
Uh-huh.
Around there.
I see. So that was going to Los Angeles all day?
Oh, yeah. Morning and then night time we used to go home.
Uh-huh. But your mother didn't go very often?
No. She couldn't go, huh, with that younger one, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my father used to take us all over. And then I had an auntie in Pasadena,
uh-huh.
Isabel Ananani, so I used to come and see her.
Mm-hmm. By yourself?
No, with my father.
Uh-huh.
Bring me and then leave me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to stay, like Easter vacation and summer vacation
mm-hmm.
at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Papanya was nice though, you know, even those days.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean in Pasadena?
Mm-hmm. Papanya family was really nice.
Oh, she used to work for a holiday?
School girl.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they could, you could stay with them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old were you then, do you remember?
10 or something mm-hmm. like that.
Was your father's sister?
No, mother's sister.
So she was a schoolgirl for this family and then...
13 years.
Oh. And then they would let you come and visit.
Mm-hmm.
And would you help in the house or something?
No, I didn't help, but... Oh. I used to play with the grandchildren and things like that, you know. They were real nice. I don't know the family name,
mm-hmm.
but I... After I came from Japan, I went schoolgirl.
Mm-hmm. You were a schoolgirl?
Same family, the man
worked.
But, you know, it was so lonesome. So I came home. I didn't even stay 1 month.
Oh, is this right after you came back, mm-hmm. before you went to high school?
Mm-hmm.
And your aunt was still there?
No, married now. Oh. I mean, married anymore. She was. But then the grandma said, oh, she knew me, you know, when I was a kid. So mm-hmm. she said, when you come and stay, you know, I will send you to school.
Uh-huh.
She was going to send me to college, you know. I didn't understand. I came home.
Uh-huh. What kind of work was that school girl, like cleaning the house? Or?
They had a, I didn't do anything. Just keep a company, the grandma. No.
Just keep the grandma
company? Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything. They had a Nihonjina lady housework,
uh-huh.
and they had a cook,
uh-huh.
so you didn't have to do anything.
How large was this family?
Oh, big house.
Big house, but grandmother
and grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Oh, that's right. So you were just supposed to talk to mm-hmm. the lady, or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Her own room, and it was real nice, but uh-huh. then, oh. Instead of staying at the Verka in Terminal Island, my father said, gee, it's nice to stay in Pasadena, but no, I'd rather come home.
Do you remember how much they paid you?
No, they were going to just send me to school.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. They were going to send you to high school?
Well, at that time, uh-huh. high school, huh? And then she was going to send me to college. And she was real disappointed, you know, and I said, I don't want to
So your aunt did it for 13 years. Mm-hmm. How old was she when she left?
30-something.
30-something.
And 30-something, yeah.
It's a long time.
High school, huh, mm-hmm. and college. Even after she graduated, she stayed there.
Mm-hmm. You said she got married, right? Did
they send her to Anishinaabe, art school.
Oh,
art school. Mm-hmm. That's the JC and then art school, mm-hmm. right?
Did she work? Oh, then after that, the war came for you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Can you think of anything else, like last kind of things that you did? You know, going to Los Angeles or sumo, holiday?
I know, sumo, huh?
Well, did your father belong to any organizations? Is he in the Fisherman's
Association? Uh-huh.
Did they sponsor any kinds of things?
Well, like they have show.
Movie?
Movie, uh-huh. yeah. Every once in a while. And then they said movie.
Uh-huh. Did the Fisherman's Association, when the families, the fishermen's families were in trouble, they used to help them?
Mm-hmm. When I was small, I think there was a big fisherman's on the hall,
mm-hmm.
you know, association in Estonia, so they used to have a hall, and then the man in charge was Mr. Yokozeki, his name is Yokozeki. He passed away, but his wife is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's big, you know, because Terminal Island is all fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 700 houses,
mm-hmm.
all fishermen. I think all fishermen, just very few.
Maybe you have their own business.
You know, like business or doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was only what, two dentists and two doctors.
Mm-hmm.
you know, into now. It was nice town though. Not like here, huh? Not like big, you know, uh-huh. Here.
You need more close feeling. In some ways, that's a good feeling. Did you find sometimes was too small or too close?
No. Sometimes. Too close.
In what way?
Well, the house is real close.
Mm-hmm.
There.
Mm-hmm. And so, situations sometimes where maybe people, everybody, you feel like you when you're on a date, you said you had to go to
the chair. Yeah.
Everybody's watching you, that kind of. So sometimes did that bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me, but it was not like here.
Mm-hmm.
Houses are real close, see? And five houses to get a walk, five house. Yeah, it's all five houses, yeah. Facing each other.
So you really know what your neighbors are doing, huh?
Sometimes it was a sign, huh?
This is kind of a hard question, because it might be hard to explain, but your mother and father were Issei, and so basically the way they felt was very Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember things that they would tell you, like you should, you know, be a good Japanese is like this, you know, act like this. Do you remember things that they would say, or did they say things to you? You know, trying to teach you value. Did they say things like
not
that?
Too much.
Not too much?
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember your father saying anything?
No. But you know, when I went to Japan,
uh-huh.
I was playing with a Nihono and a kid,
uh-huh.
And I mentioned about Tennoheika, you know,
uh-huh.
The thing. And I said, if Tennoheika should die, who's going to be the next one? That's what I said. And the kids really got real mad. You shouldn't say those things.
Oh, you shouldn't even talk about it.
You should even talk about those things. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But I guess those days, things are different than now, huh?
So, when you went to Japan, it was a little bit, did you feel like you were a little bit different from the other?
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Even though I went from terminal, and then Nihongo, you know, I speak, and write a little bit, but then it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every morning, all the students are now out in the yard and they pray. They send a heck kind of picture at the one, you know, one in the house. We all pray. And it's not like that here.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because things were really happening fast in Japan then, right? Even before the war and things like that. So do you remember feeling that very strong?
Yes. The school got real strict. It was strict that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about now, but everything was strict.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, ne.
Mm-hmm.
Things are different now.
But you felt like you could fit in though when you were there. You didn't have. Did you have a hard time?
I had a hard time. Beginning.
Uh-huh.
Well, toward the end it was okay, but the beginning it was hard.
Uh-huh. Did they see you as American? Or?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. You know, I was wearing glasses. And, you know, kids over there, they don't wear glasses, even their eyes bad. And they used to call me Megane Sensei and tease me all the time, you know. I was about the only one wearing glasses. Well, it's a small town, man. There was a few in E.T., but we had a hard time at the beginning.
Also, there were a few in E.T. Were you friends with them? Did the stay together?
Well, in girls' school, we had clubs.
And E.T. had a club?
Yeah, we used to get together every once in a while. Well, that school was strict too, the girls' school. We didn't even get to go movies. You can't. Real strict, yeah, man. You know, we used to go by train to school. And, well, there's two boys' school and one girls' school. That's, it's private, yeah, man. And, you know, train, the girl on the, well, we had that one train, but I think boys is way front and girls, you know, is way back so that they don't talk.
We have no contact. And you're about how old? About 15?
15, 16 now. No, Hontani, it was way back. We were way back and the boys were way front.
The school you went to was just a girls' school.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, how many students were in this school?
400.
Mm-hmm. And then the Nisei club, how many were in the club?
About 30.
30?
Mm-hmm.
It was something that when you got there they already had started. So,
you know, there was an, I forgot the name, but a missionary from America.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, why don't you form a club, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why they form a club.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to their house and have a meeting and things like that.
Was it
partly
then Christian too then?
No.
No? Just, more social.
Yes.
Did the girls want to get together because they were lonely,
partly? No.
No?
Mm. By that time, we got used to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, at the beginning, when we went to grammar school, it was hard. But toward the end, we got used to it.
Uh-huh.
But some kids didn't get used to it, so they came back.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, second grade, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Girls were going to second grade.
So then, you said that your mother came back, and she got sick in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and she passed away in Japan. She came back to get the children, or just?
No, we went together.
Right.
And then she came back here. She got sick, so she came back.
Oh,
she went back to Japan. We were there.
Uh-huh. Oh, she was sick here, and then she went back to Japan. When she came back here, she was working in the cannery.
That's what they were going to do, you know, work. She was going to work, and my father was going to work, and we were going to all stay in Japan, four of us, you know.
Part of the idea was your mother and father wanted to go back to Japan to live?
I guess after they make money, yeah. But it didn't work out.
Yeah. So your mother passed away and you and your brother came back here.
Mm-hmm. Later.
How much later after your mother passed away?
What, 5 years?
Oh, 5 years. So you stayed in Japan
6 years.
Well, that was quite a long time. All of junior high school and part of high school.
Mostly high school, yeah. And then I stayed there to graduate 1 year.
Well, so you just graduated high school. Mm-hmm. So then when you came here, you went to high school mm-hmm. again. But you didn't have to go 4 years, did you?
No, year and a half.
Oh, just a year and mm-hmm. a half. I see. So when you came back, partly was, oh, sorry, you said mother passed away and you stayed maybe one more year in Japan? No. After your mother died?
Oh, we stayed 5 years.
After mother died? Mm-hmm.
At the beginning she died.
Oh, I see. So then your father was here by himself. Uh-huh.
And so my father was here all by himself, so we came. 1938.
But it was almost 5 years after. Mm-hmm. Last time you said part of the reason why you came was so your brother wouldn't have to go into the service, right? He was how old? He was about
17, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you knew that, war was...
China and the war started when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
All the young people had to go,
Mm-hmm.
So then my brother, I think he had to go. So we hurried and we came back here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not like here, huh? When the war starts, the government came after everybody,
mm-hmm.
all the young ones.
Mm-hmm.
They have to report to certain place on certain day,
mm-hmm.
so they all have to go.
Mm-hmm.
I used to belong to Aikoku Fujinkai, that's a woman the club,
mm-hmm.
and so we had to see them off at the station.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's how we did every day.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Every
after
day?
I graduate. Every day somebody goes and we had to see them off,
Uh-huh.
And then, do you know what Tenmin Bari is?
Uh-huh.
1,000 people,
Uh-huh.
We used to ask everybody and make it. And send it to that boy or whatever,
Well, so some, every day it would be just maybe one boy or two boys. Then how many girls would go?
Girls doesn't go. Girls doesn't have to go.
No, but I mean, how many of you girls would go?
Oh, all the
whole club?
All the time. We used to have all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think almost every day somebody goes. So we would have party or something and then send them off,
mm-hmm. Did you have to belong to this club?
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. Uh-huh. Did most of the girls belong though?
Well, yes, we were happy to at that time, to belong to a club.
Because you felt you were doing mm-hmm. something
for the country, huh?
Uh-huh. But you didn't want your own brother to go.
Why? Because he's Nisei.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want him to go. Well, he didn't want to go, too.
Yeah, I can...
He wanted to come back,
uh-huh.
so he didn't graduate. He uh-huh. came back right away.
Was it difficult coming back?
No, not when we came back. To, I think 1940, a lot of people came back.
Mm-hmm.
And those days it was sort of hard,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? It was hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you came back in the 30s, then your brother went to San Pedro High and you went to, for a little while.
Many.
And then you were going to high school and living with father. Did the you said Turtle Island didn't change too much, but was there a very strong, do you think, pro-Japan feeling in Turtle Island?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Just by what people would say, or how could you tell?
Let's say, I guess, huh?
Uh-huh.